This is part two of the live and local interview with renowned cellist Joshua Roman, who will be performing with the Omaha Symphony Orchestra Friday and Saturday of this week.
You've worked with a lot of conductors. Can you give some comments and understanding that he's going to be your boss here for the next couple of days, but can you give some comments on Maestro Wilkins and working with him and what you may have learned or enjoyed in that process?
Absolutely. I remember the very first time I met him, we weren't even working together. I was working with the Omaha Symphony, but with a guest conductor, Alistair Willis. And he came to the concert, and immediately I just felt this warmth and supportive interest that he had. And I would say that that has continued to be one of the really sort of shining elements of his character as we've worked together over the years, that he comes prepared, he knows what's happening, which sounds like a given, but it's not always a given.
There's a little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, you know, but he's very prepared in the way that I was talking about earlier, to have conviction, but also to have openness and be flexible. And that comes through very much in the way that his warmth presents itself, is that he's there, yes, for the music, but also because of what's behind the music, which is people and connection. And I feel that offstage and on with Maestro Wilkins, that he's listening, he's engaged, he's curious and open. And those things are what you want. All of that sort of comes together to create a really collaborative atmosphere. And that's why we've been able to do things, everything from, you know, Tchaikovsky to a new concerto written by Aaron J. Kernis, a piece that was written for me not that long before I brought it to Omaha with Maestro Wilkins. So there's a large range of character and style and of being with Maestro Wilkins, and I appreciate that a lot.
In looking at some of the biographical information that I found about you, I'm going to quote this here. Joshua Roman is a cellist, accomplished composer, and curator whose performances embrace musical styles from Bach to Radiohead. Can you explain your take on that, please?
Well, it's, I grew up in Oklahoma, where maybe like Omaha, it isn't the New York of classical music. There isn't an infrastructure that you might get plugged into at an early age. So I had a wonderful teacher and knew some musicians in classical music, but for the most part, in the circle of people that I knew, I was the classical musician, and my family, we were the ones who were interested in classical music. I was the cellist. And so when I wanted to play music with my friends, it was often playing music that was not classical. And when I wanted to perform, I was often performing in venues that were a home or a church or a nursing home and not a concert hall with a series. But since I've begun my career, it's been really great to open up and include a lot of my upbringing in a way in my artistry, that I am someone who comes from a background that's incredibly stylistically inclusive, if nothing else. And that I want to be open and explore the beauty of music and its ability to connect people and to connect us with ourselves, and that there are no stylistic boundaries on that. That was my experience growing up, and every time that I've worked with a skillful and or passionate performer, regardless of their background, I've learned something about them and about myself, and I want to share that.
When during this pandemic, when there were very few opportunities to perform live, and so a lot of time spent in your own personal space, keeping the skills sharp and maybe learning some new music or revisiting some old. But if you know, Joshua Roman needed to play something that made him feel good today, what is it?
Mm-hmm. I started doing a lot of improvisation. I started letting go of the expectations that came with playing music that I've known my whole life, that I would judge that day's performance in any way and compare to anything else that I've done. And I started just improvising. And I composed a lot. I've been keeping something I've called a musical journal. And that's something, a big project that's going to start to come out later this year, probably. And a lot of that involves just exactly what you're talking about, but as direct as possible, sitting down, as classical musicians were trained to do before the 20th century, sitting down, picking up my instrument and just seeing what was there without looking at any music, without referring to something else, but just what's coming out today. That has been something that has helped me reconnect with the sound and the feel. And as you said, again, my own need for music during this pandemic.
He is a world-class cellist. His name is Joshua Roman. The Omaha Symphony is bringing him in Friday, March 26th, Saturday, March 27th at the Holland Performing Arts Center. For more information on this, one can go to omahasymphony.org. This is the third-to-last performance with Maestro Thomas Wilkins at the helm, and Joshua Roman is not only happy to be here in Omaha for that, but I thank you for joining me on Live and Local.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone through our masks on Friday and Saturday.